From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Many senior citizens right now are deciding whether to sign up for the new temporary discount drug card under Medicare. The cards take effect on June 1st. Medicare officials are working hard to make their website and telephone service user-friendly. Even so, as NPR's Joanne Silberner reports, signing up is difficult.
Sign up for the drug discount cards began in early May. Right now, Medicare is adding new cards and updating and correcting its information website constantly. It's only 2 weeks before the cards go into effect, and many organizations that provide advice to older people are still waiting for things to settle down a little before giving classes on how to choose a card. But the Fairfax County, Virginia Agency on Aging has one employee who's figured it out, so they're going ahead and showing people how to sign up.
What a nice crowd we have today. How are you all doing?
Fine.
Anybody in here old enough for Medicare?
No.
Howard Houghton is the computer-savvy agency coordinator. He looks like a young Colonel Sanders. Houghton is teaching at a senior center in a recently refurbished strip mall in Lorton, Virginia, a mixed-income suburb about a half hour from Washington, D.C. His audience is black, white, ranging from their middle 60s to late 80s.
How many folks in here have a computer at home? One, two, three, four, five? Five or six out of about 30 people? That's about right, about 20%.
Houghton tells the audience, some of whom look a bit dazed, that they have a couple of dozen cards to choose from. Once they select a card, that's it for the rest of the year. The discounts can change. Even the drugs on the list can change.
So let's say you buy a card that covers Zocor, that's statin, and you go and you pick up your first prescription. When you go back again, it may or may not still be covered by that card.
And each card can only be used at certain pharmacies. Retired truck driver Ken Brody is in the audience, a reserved man in shorts and a brightly colored summer shirt. He's trying to understand the options.
I got a paper in the mail that just said that I'm eligible for discount credit for my medicine, and that's as far as I know.
He's 66 years old, living on Social Security. Brody's on several drugs for his heart and blood pressure, and that includes Zocor. But he has to make that prescription last 2 months.
I buy half of it, and then I take half of it 1 month. I get paid once a month. And I buy another half the rest of the time.
Brody's taken a computer course at the senior center, but he's not sure how he's going to make it through the Medicare.gov site. Only he and two other seniors stick around after the lecture to get help from Houghton as they try to navigate the website.
Okay, you need some assistance with this, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
The computer asks for Brody's zip code and income information. It makes him approve a legal disclaimer that uses language like third-party rights, merchantability, and intended purposes. The step stalls another computer user, but because Brody has Houghton's help, he gets through.
Now, you got to give me the names of a couple of your drugs so I can look them up to see which card might cover your drugs, sir.
Novasec.
Starts with an N. N-O, how do you spell that?
P-A-C-K, I think.
But it's Norvasc with an R. They don't find it under the misspelling, so they move on. They do find Zocor. So Houghton plugs it into the computer, which takes into account Brody's low income and includes an annual $600 credit plus an extra discount.
So what kind of card will I get with this?
You're going to get a discount card from Medco Health Solutions that will allow you to get your Zocor for $10.23 until you run out of the money, the $600 on there. And then, at that point, then you would pay the $102 price.
That's a good deal, isn't it?
Because he's been paying $134 for a one-month prescription. Now he has to decide if this is the card for him and worry about sign-up information that neither he nor Houghton could find anywhere. A week later, he still hasn't signed up. He called the company and he's not sure which of two cards he's interested in. They're going to mail him information. People who aren't computer savvy or don't have a Howard Houghton can try this by phone at 1-800-MEDICARE. But it takes patience.
Due to unusually high call volumes, you may experience longer than usual wait times. If you do not care to stay on the line, please feel free to call us back at another time.
And there are telephone glitches. Our call was unexplainably rerouted to some other part of Medicare.
Thank you for calling your Medicare Part B Congressional Unit. Our office is closed.
Houghton tells his Lorton, Virginia audience that they'll have more decisions in a year and a half.
In 2006, it all goes away. No more discount card. You'll have to decide if you're going to get into the new program, Part D of Medicare.
With a whole new set of rules and options. By this point, three of the seniors were dozing. Those who were awake rolled their eyes. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.